Alleluia, alleluia. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest, says the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord. So for a few moments now this morning, just reflect again on those words. It came up recently a Sunday or two ago. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. And while I was thinking about the gospel this morning and wondering, could I say something new about that? Well, I began thinking how our prayers and the way we talk to God sometimes can be misleading, in the sense we pray, "O Almighty and powerful God," and it's hard to reconcile that kind of calling God almighty and powerful. It creates a distance between us. And then, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest." And so the way of seeing that is, Jesus came, and Jesus said more than once, "He who sees me sees the Father." And Jesus came as one of us, as a human being, weak and human and vulnerable. We know that is very true in the life of Jesus. And he was subject, like we are, to rejection and to pain, and especially to the pain of being let down, the pain of disappointment, the pain of being rejected, the pain of being continually criticized by the religious people of the time. And so, how then do we apply the gospel, these beautiful words in the gospel this morning, to ourselves? Well, I had to look into my own heart and realize that none of us are totally independent. We're all interdependent, and we're all complementary, in the sense that you cannot go through life on your own, superior and needing nobody's help. And again, I had to dig deeper into that and ask myself, well, in the people in my life who are so good to me and so kind, why do I feel embarrassed and when people want to help me? And I have to come to the painful conclusion, really, that it is pride. It's the ego within me. I'm okay. I don't need any help. I don't need any assistance, which is totally, totally wrong. Totally wrong on my part. And if you are like that, it's wrong too. To be able to accept people's kindness is very, very, very important. Not take it for granted, but to accept it and to appreciate it. That's the important part. And perhaps we all need to work on that. For example, somebody says to you, you're doing something. This is where my yoke is easy, my burden is light. You're doing something, or you're trying to do something. And somebody comes along and says, oh, can I help you? And you say, no, I'm fine. I can manage. Where is that coming from? Well, I know when I say that, I'm suddenly realize that's coming from me and my, ultimately deep down, my pride. I don't need help. We all need help. None of us are totally self-sufficient. None of us. And for us to realize that, it's humble, being humble. Jesus says, I am meek and humble of heart. And that's the key. We need to be meek and humble.